I'm Gene Morano, along with Brent Stevens. Pain and Glory, a film director reflects on the choices he's made in life as past and present come crashing down around him. Spanish director Pedro Almodovar likes to use symbolism and metaphorical techniques. His films often portray strong women. Some may remember the women on the verge of a nervous breakdown. He's sort of a prolific director. I'm wondering if Pain and Glory is sort of autobiographical at all for the director.
It is. You know, he's always used little pieces of his life because he likes to tell dramatic stories. But this is his most autobiographical film. The main character is a film director like he is. Someone who's experiencing some actual pain. Both Almodovar and the main character have back pain that they alleviate by floating in a pool.
And this movie's in Spanish. We should tell people with English subtitles. It might be the best work Antonio Banderas has done in years. He won the Best Actor Award at the Cannes Film Festival. Penelope Cruz is also in it.
I mean, he's got such a respectable body of work, but people are saying this is his best work. And again, tying him to the director, his character's name, Salvador Mayo, is an anagram of Pedro Almodovar, the last name, but without the Pedro.
And he's actually worked with Almodovar in a number of films, if you look at the filmography. So these two are really comfortable with each other.
Yeah, and another staple of Almodovar's films, Penelope Cruz plays his mother in the past, plays Banderas' character's mother in the past.
I've been reading where Almodovar has been offered a number of Hollywood projects in the past, Brokeback Mountain, whatever, but he says he likes to do it his way.
He does, and I think, again, he's become such a symbol for Spanish cinema, right? I mean, he's the most famous Spanish director ever. He's become such a symbol for Spanish cinema. I think he really, really enjoys the laurels of that.
If you're not a big moviegoer looking at films with subtitles, would this be a good one to check out?
It is, I think, because of the human element, right? I mean, these are characters that are experiencing emotions we all can relate to, and it's not a fast-paced story where you have to keep up the plot or anything like that.